Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Dreaming.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He is here. The Spirit of the Lord has arrived just in time. Precious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you all that you're here. I'm glad that the devil didn't keep you away. I know how he likes to talk us out of receiving the Word of God. But praise Jesus, he's alive and well, and Jesus is here for you. The Holy Spirit is here for you today. I'm excited about it. I know that a lot of times after the message, I'll listen back to it. Every time I listen back to it. And when I do, it's like I'm hearing something that I didn't even say, because I know it's God's Word speaking through me. Praise the Lord, and I'm receiving it just as well as I'm allowing him to speak to me. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, because you're real. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said, come unto me. The power of the Almighty God can be yours, and nothing is too big or too small when we turn all over to Lord Jesus. Lay your burdens down. In Psalms 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Are you feeling lost? Does that mountain in front of you seem too high to climb? Do you feel that the walls are closing in? Jesus has the answers for you that you've been looking for today. And today, you can be set free. Today, you will know that you are able to pick up your cross and follow him. And the power from heaven is yours if only you believe. Break the chains and free your mind. Drink from the cup of the blood of Jesus. Join us today and know that this is truly the day that the Lord has made. And you can rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Come unto me. Listen, if you think that you're lost and that you've already been saved, but somehow you're feeling that you've lost, but I'm here to tell you today that there's good news, that you're not lost. You're just off track. I'm right here. See, look over here. Jesus is telling you I'm right here. I'm walking beside you. Thinking that you're lost and you're just two steps away. And Jesus is standing by you now. You're lost when you have nowhere to turn. You're lost when there's no answers to where you are and where you're going. But if you've already been saved, Jesus says no one can take you out of my hands once you're saved. Not even you. In John 10:28-29, and I give unto thee eternal life, that they shall never perish, neither shall any man be plucked out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father as one. Oh, the devil wants you to think that you're lost. The devil wants you to think that there's a mountain between you and your happiness, between you and eternal life, between you and the mind of Christ, between your heart and that hungers for worship, that longs for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's not a mountain in front of you. That's just a little hill. An old lady could use a walker, with a walker could get over that hill. But the devil tells your mind that I can't live up to the Lord. I'm unable to live by the Word of God. Let me tell you, nobody can live up to the glory of God. That's why he sent Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, the way, the door, the truth, the life. That's why Jesus died. Thank you, Lord. I feel his spirit. Thank you, Lord. That's why, oh my God, okay, that's why Jesus died for your sins. Because you're worth saving. And no one can do it unto you Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just feeling the Spirit here in storm. Thank you, Jesus. I'm walking with you. In no way can you do anything on your own, but with the Holy Spirit that lives in you, that gives you your strength. You were born into sin, a sinner at birth, but when you accepted Jesus in your life, when you made him king of your life, you now have a covenant, listen, with the Almighty God. You now belong to the kingdom of heaven. He says, I got you. I got you. I got your back. I got your sides. I got your feet. I got your head. Everything you need in this world, I got for you. And on top of all that, I got more love for you than anybody could ever have. He says that when you talk about me to your friends, your relatives, your coworkers, your neighbors, when you talk about me to them, I'm talking about you to my Father. God Almighty, the creator of all the universe, the heavens and stars above. Yes, God knows your name. He knows who you are. Praise Jesus. A heaven and paradise is waiting for you. He has a mansion filled with all the things that you love, everything that makes you happy. That's better than any secret service that guards the secret service and the president of the United States and the Fort Knox, and nothing can stands the power of the angels, that the Holy Spirit, the Son of the Most High God. You are protected, and not only that, he has a plan for your life. He has a destiny for your soul, and we walk with about that plan. When we have that plan, and knowing that the Lord has got you in his sight, knowing that you're in his hand, now we got it. Now we get into the phases of works. He says, I'm going to need you. I'm going to need your feet. I'm going to need your hands. I'm going to need your body. There's work to be done. So if you're worried about being lost, we got no time for that. Believe in the promise and pick up your cross and follow me. This is why accepting the Lord Jesus into your heart and saying to him, you are the king of my life. Until you do that, you can't walk straight and narrow. But praise Jesus, once you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, once you've been claimed, he is yours and you are his. Understand that you are able, and not because of anything in you, but because of the Holy Spirit that's able, that's in you, that's living in you, that all things are possible to him that believe. In Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder and of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. So if you're saved, listen, you have that faith and believe that he's God, that he's able. And at once that you felt, at one time in your life, that you felt like you were on top of that mountain. Maybe when you're saved or good things happen to you, then life happens. And all of a sudden you feel like you're falling straight off that cliff. And now finding yourself angry at a lot of things and turning your anger inward from happiness to feeling the worst pain that you could feel. Feeling God has turned his back on you. But you're not being punished. God loves you in spite of your actions. He can and will correct everything about your situation and restore your life. Restore the joy in your life. And your pain is real, but where you are is not where you're always going to be. Be willing to say, I can do anything I want. I can be everything God wants me to be. The best is yet to come. Whether it was that got you to where you're at, whether it was divorce or job loss or a death in the family, drugs or addiction to pornography, or a poor diet, break free from depression. But Jesus will lead you to a breakthrough. Your life, stay accountable. Reach your spiritual, mental, and fitness goal. We would like to just be able to flip a switch, wouldn't we, and to make everything right in an instant. But listen, it's baby steps that got you to where you are now. And it's baby steps that's going to get you to where God wants you to be. He says, come unto me. Jesus says, come unto me. He says, take that first step, and he will give you the strength and hope to continue walking your way into a fruitful life. Forgive those that have done you wrong, and forgive yourself and let it go. Today is my new beginning. You have been forgiven, now forgive yourself. Jesus forgave you because you deserve it. Accept that forgiveness. Say it out loud, that I forgive myself. The willful sin is not the answer to your prayers. These things that you are doing that you know are against God's will, they're not the answer to your prayers. That's not how you find happiness. That's not how you find peace. That's not how you find comfort. Set your mind to say, I'm going to have a great day. When we're angry or we're focusing on our pain, we set ourselves up for sin. And it's easy to justify sin when we're angry. But set your mind for victory. Don't let the past dictate your happiness. There is true victory in believing that Jesus is there for you. So many times I was tired of just being down. And when I couldn't find my place in life that God offers me, I had to say, Jesus, this is too much for me. I can't take this anymore. I can't carry this load on my own. This burden is too much for me. And whatever is stopping you from seeking God's will in your life, whatever you are doing that is against God's will, stop it. Get rid of it. Use the courage that God gave you when you were saved by His Son, Jesus. Jesus says you can stand tall. You can withstand the storm so long as you keep your eye on me. Remember Peter when he stepped out on that boat, stepped out onto the sea, and it was thundering and wind blowing all around, but he was walking on that water because he kept his eye on Jesus. That's how he was able. As soon as he thought of himself, as soon as he let fear come into him, he started sinking in that water. But when he turned his eyes back to Jesus, he rose back out of it. He reached up and Jesus pulled him out. He's there to pull you out. You have the courage to turn from sin. You have the mind to study the Bible. You already have it. If you have been saved and believe it before you see it, everything bad was part of the big plan to get you where you need to be now. So get up and be grateful and expect it to turn around. I know years ago I read Zig Ziglar, and I love his saying. He says, avoid the stinking thinking. Have a positive mind. Picture yourself as a follower of Jesus, walking in His light, being saved and receiving God's promise. Tell yourself that I may not see a way, but God sees a way. He has power over all things. You being off track is easy fix for the King of Kings. Thank you, Lord. It's an easy fix for Him. But you have the feet, the hands, the eyes, the mind to say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to worship my Lord on a daily basis. I'm going to start reading His Word. Just as you get up and start your day knowing that the things that you want to do and that you need to do today, put Jesus on the top of that list. You have one every day when you get up. An agenda. Make Him first one that you talk to in the morning. And talk to Him while you're on your way to doing your task. Remember to pray before you eat, to thank Him for blessing your life, for blessing those that were able to prepare that, the farmers that were able to grow it. When you believe, it gets the attention of God. What's in your future is greater than anything in your past. Jesus says, you count. You are special. You matter to me. You were on my heart when I died on the cross. Choose to think the victory in Jesus. Choose to think about heaven everlasting. Be mindful that every word that you utter will be held accountable. When your mind is on hope, realizing Jesus loves you, you will gain favor from God. Trust that God will get you to the place that you need to be. Thank God that I can do anything through Christ Jesus, anything. You can stop causing your body harm. You can have a better prayer life. You can have a better study and worship life. All things. Listen, how many? A couple? A few? No. All things are possible to him that believe and keep his word. If you believe in Jesus, anything is possible. Anything. You can get anywhere. I'm sorry, you can't. Praise the Lord. Lord, the Spirit's on me. I thank you, Jesus, that you're here, Lord. I pray for everyone that's listening, Lord, that you're just touching their hearts, Lord. And whatever they're going through, that you lift them up out of it right now. You put your anointing on them in Jesus' name. Listen, you can't get anywhere if you don't start somewhere. Come to me. That's what he says. Do the things I need you to do. So we can get this Holy Ghost ball rolling, just like a big ball of snowball. The more it rolls, the bigger it gets, the more steam it picks up, and the deeper that path is. Straight and narrow, this broad living leads to destruction. But but we were born with the power to choose. To make your mind up and say, I'm going to live for you, Lord. Have an attitude of faith, knowing that God is able. Jesus, he didn't die for nothing. Allow yourself to feel his love. Then share his love with everyone you come in contact with. Don't do unto others what is hateful unto you, but love yourself. God made you in his image. Love others. God made others in his image. Jesus will judge. You are to love. Smile. Know that Jesus is smiling at you. He sees in your heart. He sees what you don't. He knows what you're capable of doing once your heart is set on pleasing the Lord. And today I want to mention something about a precious friend of mine. He's my brother in Christ. His name is Ivan. And I want you to put him in your prayers, to keep him in your prayers. He lives in Uganda, Africa. And he's one of the many listeners of the program that's in Africa. And it's a country that's heavy of Muslim and witchcraft culture. But he chooses to follow Jesus. Most of his family have turned away from him because of his faith. But he realizes that Jesus was persecuted too. And he knows that he's going to have to live a persecuted life as well. But praise Jesus, he loves the Lord. And most of us can freely choose to serve the Lord without fearing of our life. I pray that Jesus will bless him in all the things that he's in need of. God knows that his struggles. I pray for victory in Ivan's life. And if you're not where you want to be in Christ, I want you to think of Ivan in Africa. He stands for the Lord, even though he knows it means separation from his loved ones. Now, he didn't stop loving those that turned against him. Ivan didn't. But if you can live for the Lord, even if it means living alone, then what's stopping you from picking up your Bible? What is stopping you from praying for the Lord on a daily basis? Take a look at your life and hold yourself accountable. Use the courage that Ivan is using. He draws his strength from the Word, the promise of God through Christ Jesus. Draw from that deep and overflowing well of the Holy Spirit. Your life will be in order. Peace will be yours in spite of the storms that are around you. Because you count, and you are special, and you do matter. God created you to be useful. There is two sides to every situation, and on your side you see a mountain too high to climb. And on God's side, he sees a little hill. But it's time for you to change lives, starting with your own. If you're not right, then it's next to impossible to help others. But listen, somebody is depending on you. They have hope in you. They see your potential. Their desire is for you to be all that you can be, everything God intends for you to be. You're at the end of the tunnel, and there's light. There's light there, and that light is the light of the Lamb. And in that light, there is healing. There's power. There's love. There's mercy. There's victory. It's just two steps away. First is realizing that God is shining his light on you. Realize that he's there and he loves you. He's shining his light on you. And the second is accepting his promise that all things really are possible in Christ Jesus to him that believe. Now you accepted Jesus into your life. Some of you accepted him long ago when you were young. Some are new in the body of Christ. But you are all believers. That's how you were saved. John 3:16, just believe in him. Believe in him in your heart and accept him. And you're saved. And let me ask you, do you believe that God is real? Do you believe that Jesus is real? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? And that God raised him from the dead 3 days later? Do you believe that the Bible is your instruction book? That every word of God is speaking to you? Then believe that you have a purpose in this life. That you're on a mission. But if you won't hold yourself accountable, you won't be able to accomplish anything that God has for you. If you don't just start. Start reading your Bible. Talk to the Lord. Worship in his blessed music. Talk to others about your love for the Lord. Stand up and have a voice. What a joy it will be that when we get to heaven and we hear those angels singing with joy and they're hearing everything that you did for the Lord, and they're praising and they're happy. We couldn't imagine such happiness like that. There's nothing on earth that would compare to that. Listen, in Romans chapter 8, and if you're able, I want you to write this down. Romans chapter 8, verse 34 through 39. Who is he that commandeth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again? Who is it even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It said, who shall? Shall tribulation separate you there? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or a sword? As it is written, for they that say, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through faith in him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things of present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that's a beautiful passage in Romans chapter 8. You're not lost. You are saved. Believe it and live like it. Have courage and stand on that rock of Jesus, our Lord. Allow yourself to feel his love. Allow yourself to love others. And walk in that light of the Lord. You already have the power. Use it. Faith knowing that Romans 8 is talking about you. Praise God. Let us pray right now. Jesus, Lord, I ask that you just come into my heart. Lift up your hands now and pray with me. Come into my heart, Lord. Lead me, Lord, into that victory. Take me to the top of that mountain. Give me that view that you'd have me to see, knowing that all things are possible because I believe in you, Lord. I was saved, Lord, because you love me. And I know, Jesus, that you can walk me through any situation. I know, Lord, that you give me the power to withstand any storm. Now turn my faith over to you, Lord. I turn my life to you, Jesus. Just to come into me, Lord, more powerful than you ever have before. Change my life into something I never could imagine. In Jesus' name I pray. That's the power of God. That's his anointing. The blessings of the Lord are all yours. He's wonderful. His word is great. I remember reading the word for the first time and just telling my grandmother, "This everything I need to know in life is in this book." I was young saying that. Not doing good in school. Had bad grades in school, but I knew that. Praise God. I knew that that was real. That anything I needed to truly know, was in that book. Everything I need to get me through my day, to get me through life, and to understand that there is a heaven, that there's a reward for our life. It's going to be a struggle down here. It's not going to be easy. But you've got to stand up. You've got to work for the Lord. You've got to have strength and stand on that rock of Jesus and proclaim his name and just shout out that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. When you resist the devil, he will flee from you. The Bible says so. If you're doing something that's not according to the Lord, that he wants in your life, turn from it. When you turn from it, he will give you the strength, and the devil will leave you alone. That's God's word. That's his promise. If you just get up and walk with the Lord, he's right there beside you. If you're saved, you're not lost. If you're not saved, then I want you to pray with me now. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Set me free, Lord. Make the path before me straight, Lord, leading straight to heaven. Be the king of my life, Lord. I surrender all that I am unto you. Ask you to fill my heart, my soul, my body, everything that I am, with your Holy Spirit. Change my life, Lord. Let me know that I matter, that I'm somebody in your eyes. No matter if the world turns against me, I know I've got you. In Jesus' name I pray to come into me, Lord, and save my soul. Amen. And if you said that now, and you believed it, and you're longing for that, Lord, let me tell you something. He's yours. He is yours, and you are saved, and you are able. You are capable. You have that courage. You can stand tall. Nothing can stop you. The Lord will lead you, guide you.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I'm tired, and I need thy strength and power to guide me over my dark hideous time. Lord, just open my eyes so I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Take your hand from me. I'm blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me?
I believe he will. The Lord leads me and guides me throughout the day. And I may make mistakes. I may get angry here and there. But I feel the pain of that sin. I feel the pain of that. I'm convicted by that. And I pray for forgiveness because I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I keep striving to be all that the Lord wants me to be. And I'm so glad that I know that he's real. That I know that he loves me. And Jesus loves you too. We're all his children. Just imagine your child and how much you love your child. Your child was born, the joy that was in your heart. Just look at him gleaming. More exciting than anything you could imagine. And that's the Lord looking at us all the time. Your child may go off and get into trouble and be defiant at times, but you still love him. And Jesus has even more love for you than you could ever imagine having for your own child. He loves you. Be strong. Have courage. Stand on that rock of Jesus. Go to church. Read your Bible. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to music that praises the Lord. Do everything it takes to be on that track with the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. I encourage everybody to shout up from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord. the glory of God the Father.